Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Erev and Daf Yud. The Gemara number Aleph, four lines from the bottom, Tani Levi, Mavish hu rachav esrim amot, a mavoi that's 20 amos wide, and you have to make the opening of the mavoi narrower in order that it should be have a proper tikkun. You should be able to metaltal in this mavoi. Noyetz kana be'emtzaisai v'dayoi. All you have to do is put up a pole, a stick in the middle of this doorway, and that's enough. Hu tanila, hu amala, the ein halacha ka'isa mishnah. He said that the halacha is not like that mishnah. Why? Rashi says, ta'asi avira da haigisa, u da haigisa, mevatele lakana. You can have the airspace on both sides of this kana, is mevatelet, and it's as if you have no kana here, and therefore you're back to your mavoi, which has an opening of 20 yamas. Now the Gemara in Amud Beis brings this concept of Asi Aviru the Haigisa, with the Haigisa Mavatale, and the Gemara goes through different Hechatimtzes, different Tziurim, where you would say it, perhaps you wouldn't say it. It's really a large Sugya beyond the scope of this short Shir. But regarding this Mavoi, which is open 20 Amis, and you put a Kana in between, and the Gemara says that the Halach is not like that Mishnah, that it helps, because you're going to say Asi Aviru the Haigisa. So the Gemara continues, what do you do? And on the base, the Gemara says, you make a pass. Ois a pass kevaya asara b'meshach arba amis u'ma'amidoi la'arkei shal mavoi. You put up a pass, which is a piece of wood, and you make sure that it's 10 tefachim high, and it goes 4 amis from front to back. Meaning, if I have a mavoi, which we're talking now is 20 amis wide, you have to make sure to put up a pass that goes from the front of this opening of this Pesach back toward the back of the Mavoi and make sure it goes 4 Amis. And Rashi explains, what does that do? The Kiva de Ika Hechsher Mavoi Ba'arke shall pass Havalhu Kishte Mavois. Now you have two Mavois, two separate Mavois. V'nasa Pesach Echad Mavoi Zeh, V'Pesach Hasheni L'Mavoi Hasheni. And now I have two Pesachs to two Mavois, and I don't have a problem of an opening that's too wide. Now the Rishayna mask, what happened to the problem of Asi Aviru the Haigisa, the Aviru the Haigisa Mavatale? So some Rishayna say it's impossible for the concept of Asi Aviru the Haigisa, Aviru the Haigisa to Mavatale the wall of a Mavoi. You only say that when we're discussing a Pesach and I have an opening in a Pesach and you want to fill up the opening of the Pesach, there we say the concept of Asi Aviru the Haigisa, Aviru the Haigisa. Why exactly? That's another discussion. It could be part of a discussion whether this din is din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan. However, the Rishonim want to say there's a chilek between if it's just in the opening of a doorway or if it's creating a wall of a mavoi. You don't say that the avir on both sides of the wall of a mavoi is going to mevatel the wall of the mavoi. However, the Chazanish says another answer to this question. It's based on Tosfos at the bottom of the Amud, Dibur HaMaskel VeEtzpa'ayim. There the Gemara is discussing the Ar HaAsla. A person has some type of leather that he uses for a Beis HaKisei. And there is a discussion in the Gemara in a situation where I have some avir, some space in the middle of this Ar HaAsla, and there's some oimed. There's Ar itself on both sides of this Nekev. And Tosfos asks, and the other Rishonim ask, why don't I say that Asi Aviru the Haigisa, Vaviru the Haigisa Mevatele? The discussion over there is where you want to use, and over there the discussion is where a person wants to have a tefach to be an oil on a kezayis of mace, and he has a tefach combined with the ar and the nekev, and the question is, why don't you say that the avir of both sides of each one of these pieces of ar that you want to use to mitzarif as a full shear tefach to be mahel on a mace, you should say that it should disappear with the concept of Asi Aviru the Haigisa, Aviru the Haigisa Mevatale. So Tosfos offers two answers, but the Ritzvah's answer is that you only say Avira the Haigisa, Vaviru the Haigisa is Mevatal, something in the middle, in Avir Sha'ani Cheshvay Kisasum, that I consider the Avir itself with a Din Sasum, Kahid La'el. Like the Sugya earlier, which is a discussion of this Amr, where I have a mavoi, and I have an opening in the mavoi, and I'm putting up different pieces of wood in order to close up the mavoi. That's where the Gemara has a discussion, though I say, Asi Aviru the Haigisa, Aviru the Haigisa Mevatale. And the Achrenim explain, because the Avir over there is part of the Mechitza. It's really the Lashon of Tosfos. Tosfos, when he's explaining that by the Or HaAsla it doesn't work, Tosfos says, Avol HaAvir she'ena min ha-Mechitza e'ena mevatel. Only Avir that's part of the Mechitza. And Tosfos says, also the Lashon of Techashev HaAvir shel Eser Kisasum, because it's part of the Mechitza. That's the Lundus. Avir that's part of the Mechitza, and then as a din of Sasum, that's when we could say, Avir the Hagis was mevatel, the Oymir in the middle. However, by an Or HaAsla, you don't say that. And the Chazanish wants to say, who are then over here? When I'm putting up a wall from front to back, from the beginning of an opening of a mavoi towards the back of the mavoi, that's not chashav kisasa, and that's not part of what I'm using to close off the Pesach. Like Rashi says, could be I'm creating two mavois. The Chazanish actually has a different shot in the Gemara. But the point is, I'm not using it as a hemshech of my mechitza. Only something which is a hemshech of my mechitza, that avir, I say, Asi avir the haigisa, va avir the haigisa, umevatalei. Have a wonderful day.